And I said, well, my first question is, what's your love walk like with God? Well, I study the Bible. I go to church. I said, well, what's your love walk like with your husband? Do you love him? Well, I prayed that he'd get killed in a car wreck. And I prayed it would be in an accident so I could get double indemnity so I could pay for the house when he died. You think she loved the boy? How would you like to have been her husband? Aren't you glad God don't answer every prayer? Yes. Frank's extremely glad that God don't answer every prayer. But see, they had got out of a love walk the first year they got married. I mean, how many of you know that if you're 35 years old and you've been living by yourself all your life, you ain't never been married, and all of a sudden now then you get married at 35, how many of you know that everything in your world changes? And especially when your wife gets pregnant right off the bat, within about 30 to 60 days she's pregnant, and now then she's sick, solid, day and night for the next 3 months. That's not exactly kind of conducive to a good marriage. You know, I mean, that's what happened to them. And so they had one baby, that oldest boy, and then they had three miscarriages because she got into an unforgiveness toward Frank, and the next three babies, every one of them aborted. And, you know, I mean, died. She didn't abort them, but they miscarried them. And she killed these babies. And whenever I told her, I said, well, you know, you're the problem, young lady. You got to change or your children's never going to get well. She said, what do you mean? I'm the problem. I'm not sick. I said, no, but your children are sick and everything because of your sin of unforgiveness toward your husband. You're crazy. You're telling me my children are sick because of my sin? I said, yes, ma'am. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Your sin of unforgiveness toward your husband. I said, God told you, lady, to obey your husband. She said, there is no way. And she started out that door, and she said, you're the craziest preacher I ever heard in my life, and I won't be back. I said, ask God, ma'am. He'll tell you. On the way home, she said, God, this preacher, this guy is nuts. He tells me I'm sick, my children sick because of my sin. Lord, he's crazy. And thank goodness the Lord says, no, Terry, he's not crazy at all. He's telling you exactly what I've told him. He's telling you the truth. She said, Lord, he's telling me the truth? He said, yes. I said, Terry, didn't I tell you to submit to me? She said, Lord, I don't have a problem submitting to you. He said, what do I mean when I say submit? She said, obey? Okay. That's exactly what I mean. Didn't I tell you to submit to your husband? You mean I got to obey him? She said, it'll be over his dead body. And the Lord made a statement to her she'll never forget. He said, no, it'll be over your children's dead bodies. She come back. She said, God said, you're right. I need to talk to you. I said, you got to forgive your husband and you got to obey him. So she left here and she went home and she walked into the house and Frank was already in bed that night. They've been married 9 years now and it's been hell on earth. You know, I mean bad stuff. And she walks in and says, Frank, we got to talk. He automatically within himself said, okay, here it comes. You know, she's ready for a divorce and I'm way past ready for one. Okay, what do you got to say? She said, Frank, I'm sorry. I ask you to forgive me. I will obey you. I will do anything you tell me to do. And Frank liked to pass out. I mean, but it restored that marriage. And within the next few months, the two children had allergies so bad and all the other stuff they had. They were virtually instantly healed when she got right with God and with her husband. And then over the next few months, they're getting ready to take the oldest son, which had already had surgery on one leg, and it didn't work. And the other leg was at a point where he was past surgery. He's just going to be an invalid. That's all there is to it. How would you like to be a 9-year-old boy knowing by the time you're 10 or 11, you're going to be in a wheelchair the rest of your life? And it was your mother's sin that put you there. But see, nobody understands these things. Almost nobody understands these principles. So anyway, she repented and got back in a love walk with God and a love walk with her husband and was obeying her husband and let him be the spiritual authority. She quit trying to be the woman that wears the pants of the house, and she just gave Frank whatever, you know, her opinion was about something, and then said, you know, whatever you do, honey, it's your choice. And so whatever he did, that was his choice. And he run the place, that's the way it's supposed to be. And so when they got back into that love walk, the first two boys got well. And then when they were going down to have him, the oldest one, checked, the Lord spoke to her and said, Terry, today you will be put to the test. She didn't know what that meant. But when they got there, the doctors checked and said, we do not understand. The leg that we had done surgery on is going the other direction. It's getting well. And the one that was beyond surgery is now well within limits where we could do surgery. And Frank and Terry thought about this, and they said, no, no surgery. We're going to trust God. And they did. The little boy wanted surgery. He wanted, Mama, I want to walk. I said, son, you will be able to walk, but we'll trust God. Now that Daddy and I have got our lives put back together and we're walking in a love walk, we're going to now trust the King to do what He promised in His Word. Today, the little boy is 15. He has not never been in a wheelchair, and he's running and playing football. Totally a normal little boy. Now then, every couple in the world needs to hear this story that I sat and talked with Frank and Terry. Very few people today believe that their sin puts their children on their sick beds and kills them prematurely. They just can't go there, that it's my sin that causes this with my children. But it is. It is. When you don't do what God says, you take women today that will not, under no conditions, Christian women that will not obey their husbands, that they're the spiritual authority and they're going to do what they want to do, their life is going to be miserable. Their life, their children are going to be sick and afflicted, and there's going to be all kinds of problems. And when you take a man that will not love his wife like Christ loved the church, he's going to have problems and sickness and disease and pain and terrible things in his life because he does not obey God's Word. See, this is not me talking. This is God saying in His Word, husbands, love your wives. And He gave you an example. If I was Jesus, He said, as I loved the church and gave my life for her, that's the way you're supposed to love your wife. Down to the point you would give your life for her. But He said, then wives, submit to your husbands in all things, even calling him Lord. You ever called your husband Lord? Today would be a good time to start. I mean, did you know that's in the Word? First Peter 3:10. Somebody turn over to 1 Peter 3, and I think that's where this is at. And let's see in 1 Peter 3, start with about verse 10, and let's see if this is what it says. Let me see. I might not be in the right place, but let me just see. Likewise, verse 1 says, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband. Let's just start with verse 1 of 1 Peter 3. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection or obey your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the behavior or the conversation of that wonderful wife. While they behold your chaste conversation or your chaste behavior coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and of the wearing of gold or a putting on of apparel, but it let it be the hidden man or woman of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, you ladies want to make God happy? Do you see what you got to do? When your husband comes in screaming at you, are you to scream back at him? Are you? What are you to do? You're to be gentle and loving and kind. And it says it'll win him over. It'll change him. So he also told us in the Proverbs, a gentle, quiet spirit turns away wrath. Verse 5, but after this manner is the in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Master or Lord. Ooh, isn't it amazing what the Word of God does to us? Oh, goodness. Calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Now then, just think. In fact, I was at a deacon's meeting one night, and the chairman of deacons at the church I was at years ago, his wife was giving him a little bit of trouble. And I said, you know, you need to repent, young lady, and you need to call your husband Lord. She said, what are you talking about? I said, if you're really a daughter of God. Now, did the king say that? If you're my daughters, you do what I say, you call your husband Lord. Now, you don't do it like this. You don't wait till he does something wrong and said, okay, Lord, we'll do it your way. I don't think that's what he's talking. Do you? No, you didn't get that either, huh? In other words, if we would only do it like God says do it in this Word, we would not have any sick children. We would not have any sickness and disease in our homes. We wouldn't have to worry about coming to a healing school to get healed if we walked into God kind of love. Is that right? I mean, that's where we miss it, isn't it? We want to let, I want to do it my way. It may kill me, but I'm going to do it my way. We got it. You know? Instead of the woman saying that quiet, gentle spirit, okay, honey, we'll do it your way. After all, you're my master.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.